Hello, Jennifer. So here we have just photographed for a deep feminine power project, photo project, and you have a very special calling, which is to raise wild animals. We've just seen you with two lion babies and three tigers. Could you please tell us how came that you started to do this? And what is this, where does this power come from?
Hi, Dorothy. Yes, it was always my mission to do something like that because it's my passion to work with the wild animals and to raise them and to see them go back to before they get extinct. We're trying to save the wildlife and, of course, the people that these tigers and puppies that we raise here, well, that's not being exported. They're going back to the zoo and they go to the different zoos. They don't get exported at all and they don't get sold, so which makes my heart very warm. If I can raise them, I receive them when they're babies and their eyes are closed so they don't know another mother. I'm acting as their mother till the day they realize that they're big enough to go back. So, yes, that is my passion being all the time. Being born in Zambia and being raised there for my early school years, we were also, my dad was also forced out of Zambia because of Robert Mugabe. And we came to South Africa and we've been in South Africa since. But there was my love started for animals and raising wild animals actually in Zambia.
So this is a very strong power that that you show. Can you explain this not a little bit more? It's like a nurturing power, which is part of this deep feminine.
Yes, it's actually a great pleasure to get that baby and he's so weak and his eyes are closed. He doesn't know where he is at the moment. You're not his real mother, but he doesn't know his real mother. And you've got to play motherhood as to getting up every 2 hours during the night to give him a bottle, see that he's fine, help him to go to the toilet. See that his milk is the right consistency, the right, give him the right formula, and see that the baby is fine and that you keep on like that. And then you go from 2 hours in the during the night, you go to 3 hours after 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks, then 3 hours, then you go to 4 hours. And that's how you carry on until they're about a month and a half, and then you try to let them sleep through the night.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.